Welcome to the Rise and Walk podcast, where we dive into daily Bible devotions to inspire and guide you on your spiritual journey. In today's episode, we'll cover the importance of humility and how it is demonstrated through the story of the Pharisee and the tax collector in the temple. Today's Bible passage is from Luke chapter 18, verse 10 to 14. Two people went up to the temple area to pray. One was a Pharisee and the other was a tax collector. The Pharisee took up his position and spoke this prayer to himself. O God, I thank you that I am not like the rest of humanity, greedy, dishonest, adulterous, or even like this tax collector. I fast twice a week and I pay tithes on my whole income. But the tax collector stood off at a distance and would not even raise his eyes to heaven, but beat his breast and prayed, O God, be merciful to me, a sinner. I tell you, the latter went home justified, not the former. For everyone who exalts himself will be humbled, and the one who humbles himself will be exalted.
Today we want to share with you all a beautiful parable that Jesus once told. It's about two people who went to the temple to pray, a Pharisee and a tax collector. Now the Pharisee, full of self-righteousness, took his spot and began praying. He started by thanking God for not being like the rest of humanity. You know, all those greedy, dishonest, and adulterous people. He even went a step further and expressed his gratitude for not being like the tax collector who was nearby. But here's the thing. The Pharisee didn't stop there. Nope! He continued by boasting about his religious practices. He proudly declared that he fasted twice a week and paid tithes on his entire income. On the surface, it seemed like he was a devout and righteous individual, someone to be admired. But as you'll soon discover, things aren't always what they seem. Now, let's shift our attention to the tax collector. Unlike the Pharisee, he stood off at a distance. He didn't even dare to lift his eyes toward heaven. Instead, he beat his breast in deep remorse and uttered a simple yet profound prayer, O God, be merciful to me, a sinner. In that moment, he acknowledged his flaws and recognized his need for God's mercy. It was a humble plea filled with raw honesty. And here's where the story takes an unexpected turn. Jesus tells us that it was the tax collector, not the Pharisee, who went home justified in the eyes of God. Whoa, mind-blowing, right? This emphasizes the incredible power of humility and acknowledging our own need for forgiveness. You see, the Pharisee was so caught up in his own pride and self-righteousness that he exalted himself above others. He looked down upon the tax collector and considered himself superior. But Jesus had a valuable lesson for all of us. Those who exalt themselves will be humbled, while those who humble themselves will be exalted. This parable serves as a cautionary tale. It reminds us not to become so self-absorbed in our own holiness and progress that we start judging and despising others. After all, we may think we're better than others, but the truth is, we're all sinners in need of God's mercy. So let's take a moment to reflect on ourselves. Do we find ourselves looking down on others, feeling a sense of superiority because of our faith? Do we judge others without even recognizing our own flaws? In our journey toward holiness, it's crucial to cultivate a heart of humility and compassion. Instead of focusing on the faults of others, let's turn our gaze inward and acknowledge our own need for God's forgiveness and mercy. Let's pray for a transformation of our hearts. May we not only seek a clean heart, but also a heart that doesn't judge.
Let's close with a prayer. Lord, create in me not only a clean heart, but a heart that does not judge. In Jesus' name we pray, amen. Friends, the parable of the Pharisee and the tax collector reminds us of the profound impact of humility and self-awareness in our spiritual journey. It's a powerful lesson in recognizing the danger of self-righteousness and the transformative power of sincere repentance. Thank you for joining us today, and may this parable inspire you to walk the path of humility and grace in your journey of faith. Goodbye, and God bless you all.